All right, welcome to another episode of Gin and Truth. I'm the captain of this ship, Robert motherfucking Reed. I got a tumble full of Hendrix, got mindful of thoughts. Let's go. All right, gang, let's jump into this shit. And before we really get into it, just so you guys know, my internet right now is going so slow forward, it might as well be crawling backwards. But gang, the meat of today's rotted sandwich tactics. And as we're getting this thing back up and running, I'm starting to think about all the shows that I've done in the past. And I'm going to bring back some of my all-time favorites. And by favorites, I mean the ones that just really pissed me the fuck off. But again, gang, conversations are easy. It's an actual back and forth. And as long as both sides agree to, at minimum, show basic respect, be honest, it may be uncomfortable, but it can still be productive. But when one side blatantly, just openly, let me wipe off my fucked up ass. Just straight up says, I'm going to absolutely fist fuck the rules of engagement. I have zero desire to be honest. And I am telling you that from the start. Gang, there's absolutely no place you can take that conversation and not call it productive. There's no way you can have a debate with someone with that mindset. And one thing that, you know, some, hang in the asterisks, some Christians, let me turn this, like, you know, like to throw on some of us atheists, like it's a bad thing. Well, all you atheists want to do is debate. Well, you say that like it's bad. All debate is an exchange of ideas. And there's nothing wrong with debating. And sometimes, if you are open and you are honest, look how I ended up, you'll learn something new. You will take in new information. And you'll change. I talked, pseudo-debated, nothing online, of course. And it got to a point to where I could not defend the foolishness that I was taught to believe. That's why I'm an atheist. You may change your mind if you have an open and honest back and forth, be it a discussion or a debate. But if you employ tactics, you are saying from the jump, I'm going to be as dishonest gets. And I told you, there's a reason why I don't debate. And again, I will never front. I'm not that guy. I am not Matt Dillahunty. I'm not Aaron Ra. I'm not sitting here sifting through 36 emails an hour, just begging me to debate. No, I'm not like that. But the few invitations I've gotten over the last X amount of months, requests to come on my channel, and no. Again, I know your script. I know your bullshit. And I've got zero desire to platform that. You've got all the channels. You got your own channel. You got your own Twitter handle. You can talk about pizza, taking a nap. You can sit here and say, well, there is, I remember one back and forth with a Christian on DM. And out on the battlefield of regular Twitter, I did, and I stand by it. Someone was doing the whole, it's objective, is, you know, rape. And I said, that's just insensitive. Delete this garbage. Right? If there is no God, what's wrong with just raping the dog shit out of 36 little girls? What's wrong with if there is no God? And I was like, this is insensitive at best. Right? Go fix yourself. Delete this trash tweet. Well, a Christian saw it and he hit me up in DMs. He's like, you know, Uncle Bobby, I totally get why you would think that's insensitive. And I can speak for the Christian. They didn't want to come across as insensitive. I mean, raping, you know, that's a very sensitive topic. Okay, I get it. But if there is no God, what's wrong with That's what, no, you can't come on my channel. No, 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 no. I already know your lines. I don't know why you pay money. You know, fuckface, you know, Frank Turek 6969 is the promo code. You know, get up on his direct TV. Go fuck yourself. I'm not platforming it, right? These aren't debates. These are not conversations. You guys just simply read scripts. Period in the story. You know, fuckface Chris, right? He called that a debate. That was not a debate. That was an interrogation. Period. I got jumped. I didn't know he was that big of an asshole. I never met the motherfucker. Within the first 7 to 10 minutes, he said it out loud. This wasn't an under your breath. He said it out loud. And I caught it. And I was like, dude, did you just assert my position for me? You guys remember what he said, right? Oh, absolutely. He said it as clear as I'm talking right now. He didn't hide it. It was underneath the cough. Yeah, I did. Okay. No. Chris, did you just assert my position for me? His response, oh, absolutely. Again, where do you go from there? When I went through his comment section at the time, it was over 1,400 comments. The overwhelming majority, minus you suckers, thank you so much. We're all, you got my back. Thank you so much. I love you. Especially a shout out to my man, Paulie motherfucking B. Dude, you have stuck by me. You know what's going on in my personal life. Thank you for your patience with me. My life fucking blows. But you always got a kind word for me. Thank you so much, fuckface. Back on topic. 99%. Of the comments were jerking Chris off. How he owned the atheist epic style. They all heard him say, oh, I absolutely asserted your position for you. And even though that's not what you actually believe, you're going to defend it. This is how you know people like that don't have actual friends. This is how you know apologetics only attracts the worst amongst us. I love Peter. That's not a secret. And Peter loves me, brother from another mother. And I love that man so much that if I heard a debate where he started acting like Chris, I'd be the first one in the private side chat. Peter, what the fuck is your problem? What? That's you're better than this. Come on, man. And you know what? He would do it to me as well. Robert, you're lying. You are more than intelligent enough to take this dude head on. Stop the bullshit. And I would do the same to Peter. Club atheism does not attract the worst amongst us, but club apologetics does. They sat there and they heard this motherfucker say, I am now going to lie. And they, you own the atheist epic style. Tactics. If you say out loud, I'm going to use tactics to talk to someone that I don't agree with, you have openly admitted, I'm going to lie. Which brings us to the meat of today's rotted sandwich fuckface, Greg Coble. I've done a show on this one before, just like I did a show on the previous video. But again, as we get the show's momentum back up and running, again, I really want to pick out the ones that just really set me off. Because again, if your babysitter straight up tells you, okay, you told me to be there by 6. I'm going to be there by 8:15. Oh, those references I gave you? Lies. They don't know me. I paid someone a couple bucks. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm a registered sex offender. We're still good? We're still good? You wouldn't hire that motherfucker. You wouldn't. That is the non-physical crime equivalent to saying, I'm an apologist. Would you like to talk to me? I'm going to assert your, one, I am right and I cannot be wrong. Two, you already agree with, but I don't agree with you. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I'm going to employ tactics when I talk to you. Are you ready to sign up? Why would we sign up for that? Again, the Columbo tactic, which sounds like the Roadrunner tactic, which sounds a lot like lying. This man has openly told his termite crew, do not answer any questions. He's open about it. Now, look at my Donald Trump hands. Uncle Bobby, go fuck yourself. And people still sign up for that. Again, I am the world's worst employee. I'm going to steal from you. I'm going to lie about keeping my license and certification current. Every time you turn your back, I'm going to break the fucking rules. I'm going to show up drunk. I'm all kinds of fucked up. So what do you say? You want to make me CFO? What seems to be the problem? You're not hiring that motherfucker. But people line up to debate people who say, I'm going to employ tactics when I talk to you. Why? Like I said, go to someone else's channel for that bullshit. I'm not platforming you. Okay, let's go ahead and hit it with the Autobots. Transform and roll out. What do you see? This bullshit. You can't see a goddamn thing. Uncle Bobby, go fuck yourself. Well, let's just get it. Get off this blank screen.
With other people about
this motherfucker. Fuckface Greg Kokel. The inventor of the Columbo tactic. I just belt hashtag unprofessional. Let's go over here to YouTube. Again, I'm back. I'm black. But why did I take a break? Why was I quote unquote pouting? This dude has 103,000 followers. That is silver plaque level YouTubing. He's getting paid to do this. He's getting paid to do this. I say the word fuck. I say you are better than what Christianity has to offer you. I tell you to go get fucked when you tell me I'm going to burn in hell and be tortured forever. I don't make money off of this. And by the way, for those of you, again, you guys don't owe me a goddamn thing. But for those of you, and I totally understand those that withdrew their Patreon support, I got nothing bad to say. I appreciate the time that you spent with me. I do. All that being said, for those that hung in there with me, thank you so much. And I'm dead serious. I'm thanking those that dropped off, and I'm thanking those that stayed. But I do want to recognize the fact that some of y'all are still on my Patreon page and hit me up on Venmo. Thank you so much. But YouTube won't touch this channel. What the fuck is that? It won't. But they cannot print this sucker's money fast enough. And he's telling you, I am a liar. Okay, so he's got the shucky darn. He doesn't use the language that I use. He's a Christian. Whose message is actually worse? Give me a break. But gang, let's go ahead and hit this with the blow up, shall we? So here we are. Fuckface Greg Kokel. I tell you what. I vote that we let this asshole speak for his goddamn self. You guys ready? Let's roll the tape.
Christ and Christianity and the real important things. You are going to encounter what I call the question. That is the question that stops most Christians in their tracks, and they don't.
Pause the tape. All questions. What the fuck is that? Keep talking. Talk amongst yourself, fuck faces. All questions stump Christians. You want to know why? Christians don't like facts. Oh, that's what it is. Hold on, gang. I still got the boys' music playing. Hold on. Wait for it. All right. All questions stop Christians in their tracks. You want to know why? There's no defense for that which is indefensible. Dude, do you really actually think that a virgin got pregnant? Let's talk about your epistemology. Kitty table. Kitty table. Stop with the nonsense. All questions stump Christians in their tracks. You want to know why? You can't defend the bullshit anymore. You can't. Roll the tape.
Don't really quite know how to deal with it. And the question was posed to me in a hour-long TV debate that I had with Deepak Chopra, the New Age guru, as we talked about spiritual things. And what he said to me is, so you're saying that anyone who doesn't believe just like you is going to hell? That's the way he put the question. Now, some
pause the tape. There, that's it. There's no debating that. What Deepak said is spot the fuck on. Anything after this is 100% a tactic. He's right. If you don't believe in Jesus before you take your last breath, if you do not accept Christianity as the one true faith system, you are fucked, son. You are headed to a place to where your torture will be immeasurable. You've never experienced this much pain in your life. And you'll never guess what? It does not stop. That's it. Yeah. It's like fuckface Frank Turek. I don't know which one of these idiots came up with it first. But Hannah, we'll probably do that video again. Hey, fuckface Frank Turek, I'm a good person, but I don't believe in your God. Am I going to go to hell? Almost 10 minutes later, he never answered that young lady's question. Not a single time. That's a very straightforward question. But when you employ tactics like Turek, you can stretch that out over almost 10 minutes. Greg Kokel, stretch this out for 7.5 minutes. It won't even take me 7 seconds. Please go fuck yourself. Let's pull out the people's timer of knowledge. You guys ready? Okay, I'm going to start the answer right when I finish the question. If you do not believe in Jesus, are you going to go to hell and be tortured forever? That answer is yes. In 1 second and 42/100ths of a fucking second, I answered the fucking question. But some way, somehow, Kokel is going to stretch this almost 8 minutes. Roll the tape.
People have said if you're careful how you push the question, you could win any argument. And the problem here is that this was a question about the exclusivity of Christ, a critical issue in Christianity, but it was put in a way that made me look really, really bad. So if I would have answered the question, yes, unless you believe that Jesus is the Messiah, then you will die in your sins. You will go.
Pause the tape, but that's it. You're done. Rewind the tape. Rewind that game tape. Watch this.
Unless you believe that Jesus is the Messiah, then you will die in your sins. You will go to hell. I would have answered correctly, but I would have really given the wrong impression. I would have.
Pause the tape. No. Here is where the game begins. Enter tactics. He's right. He would have answered correctly. That is what Christianity teaches, period, end of story. It is not that difficult. Believe, you go to heaven. Don't believe, you go to hell. That's the end of the discussion. There is no debate. Everything at, 1 minute and 14 seconds in. Everything after that is a tactic. No, you wouldn't have given the wrong impression. You would have given the correct impression because that is exactly what Christianity teaches. Roll the tape.
It fulfilled a really negative stereotype that people have of Christians, and I would have played right into Deepak Chopra's rhetorical hand, and I did not want to do that. And so in that particular circumstance, I sidestepped the issue and went in a different direction. But we can't always sidestep that issue, and nor should we. We need to address it because it's really, really important. But how?
Pause the tape, but you don't. I've asked this. I'm sure all you guys have as well. Do you really think I'm going to go to hell? That's why I remember getting this from Matt Dillahunty. If you can, if it is safe, it's not going to cost you money, your job, familial ties. Maybe sometimes you need to break those familial ties. But be open and honest about your non-belief. Because people need to know, hey, atheists, we're everywhere. We're your mail deliverers. We're your Uber drivers. We're your self-defense teachers. We're your dog walkers. We're your kids' third grade. We walk amongst you. Right? My brain is completely farted on where the fuck I was going with that. Who gives a shit? Just be open and honest about your atheism if you can. But hold on. Let's try to get that one back.
How do we address it? Because it's really, really important. But how do we do that? And this is where the tactical approach.
Okay, fuck. I don't remember where the fuck I was going that. Who gives a shit? Let's stay focused. This is where the tactical approach comes in. Greg Kokel, please go fuck yourself. Again, the only time you employ tactics is when you need to swat and swim. We need you to slow play this to the fucking sidelines. I think I'm getting flustered here because I'm sitting here watching a man getting ready to wind up the playbook on this is how you lie to people that you don't agree with or who don't agree with you. If you don't believe in Jesus before you die, you're going to burn in hell forever. It's really that simple. Everything else after that is a lie. It is a tactic. That's what Turk did. Hey, fuckface Frank Turk, I'm a good person, but I don't believe in your God. Am I going to go to hell? What do you mean by good? Well, I'm a decent person. What do you mean by decent? Well, I play the game by, you know, the rules. What do you mean by rules? Tactics. Okay, let's just hear him lie. Roll the tape.
Approach, I think, is really golden, especially using the Columbo tactic in its third sense, and that is using questions to make a point. Using questions allows us to make the point in a much more powerful way.
Pause the tape. Let me translate that for you. Sometimes it is appropriate to answer questions with another question. Those are called clarifying questions, right? How many widgets do you own? What's a widget? That's a clarifying question. I don't know what a widget is. Before I can answer it, is that a nickname for something? Well, let me go back to StreamYard. There we go. Oh, there we go. Now you guys can really focus in on the ugliness there. I don't know what a widget is. So a clarifying question would be, well, what's a widget? I don't know what a widget is. Can you help me out with that? Here's a distraction. Here's a question that, let me see, what did that look like? Fuck it, let's bring it back. Okay, keep it going. Here's a distraction. Here's a question that's meant to flip the script. Hey, fuckface Frank Turk, I'm a good person, but I don't believe in your God. Am I going to go to hell? What do you mean by good? That's a distraction. Let's flip the topic so we can talk about something other than me answering a direct question. That's what he's winding up. Roll the tape. Oh, wait, I fucked that all the way up. Now let's roll the tape.
Especially when we get stuck in a circumstance like this, people asking us about Jesus being the only way of salvation. This happened to me once in a Barnes & Noble where I was giving a presentation for a book I'd written, the Relativism book. And afterwards, during the Q&A, someone came up to me and asked the question, why do I need to believe in Jesus? He said, I'm Jewish. I believe in God. I try to live the best life that I can. Why do I need Jesus? So there's the question again, not as belligerently put as with Deepak Chopra, but the question.
Belligerent.
Now, here's a case.
Calls it take belligerent? So belligerent is defined as cut through the bullshit and ask a direct question, right? That's like saying, you know, again, when they sit there on an airplane, the doors are locked. You are 33,000 feet over the earth's surface and some asshole gets up and starts preaching the gospel word. And your response is, could you shut the fuck up? Christians turn around and say, why are you persecuting? Yeah, that's not persecution. That's called feedback to your nonsense, right? Just like this. Apparently, the definition of a belligerent question is a direct one. Cut the bullshit. Stop fucking around. Am I going to go to hell if I don't believe as you do? That's what he's calling belligerent. Just so you guys know. Roll the tape.
It's where I want to lead up to the point. I want to make the point by making a couple of steps. I have a choice at this point. Okay. I could go ahead and state my steps as part of my argument, put my pieces on the table, so to speak, and then come to a conclusion, which leaves me with a certain liability. Every time I make a claim that is a stepping stone to my conclusion, the other person, especially if they're a little bit belligerent, can just deny the claim. And now I get nowhere. So instead, I am going to use questions to get those pieces placed on the table by the other person. Because if they put those...
Pause the tape. There we go. There's your tactic. Right? Do not answer. And I've heard him say it. It's not as direct as what he's talking about right now, but I've heard him say it. Make them basically the center of the conversation. Make them put their pieces on the table is what he's saying. In other words, do not defend your stance. Instead, make your debate opponent defend theirs. Well, again, you're the one who's got the belief system that says, if I don't believe like you do, Greg Kokel, I'm going to go to hell. So I'm asking you to explain that, to defend that. Oh, I'm about to belch. That is belch. Hashtag unprofessional. That's your belief system. If you don't accept the Jesus sacrifice, you are fucked. You're fucked. And not in a sexy, vibrant way. That's what Christianity teaches. If you don't believe as I do, you're going to go to hell and you will be tortured forever. Well, according to Greg Kokel, no, that's not the topic at hand. Now, apparently, I need to be the one on skates going backwards. Okay, roll the tape.
Pieces on the table, it's a lot harder for them to take them off, to deny them. Okay, let me show you how that works with the question. All right, and this person who asked the question there at the Barnes and Noble, I said, when he offered the question, do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions? No, go right ahead. Here was the first question I asked. Do you think that people who commit moral crimes ought to be punished? In other words, the people who do bad things, should they
pause the tape? That's got absolutely nothing to do with the topic at hand. Nothing. Rewind that. So again, keep in mind, the original question is, if I don't believe as you do, Greg Kokel, you're telling me I'm going to burn in hell forever, right? Now, it's, so do people who commit moral crime, do they do? Fuck nuts. We're talking about what you believe. But these are tactics. Roll the tape. Come on.
Who commit moral crimes ought to be punished. In other words, the people who do bad things, should they pay for them? And he said, well, since I'm a prosecuting attorney, yeah, I got lucky on the attorney part.
Pause the tape. What are the odds that this conversation actually happened? I need some fucking chapstick. I just took an antihistamine. Did I say that right? I cut the yard. Before this, I'm pausing and I'm gonna cut the yard again. Ugh. Driving a lot of fire. Hold on, gang. Go fuck yourself. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay.
All right.
Christian, stop. There's always these fantastical stories. By the way, the only person who buys into this are fellow Christians. This never happened. I can guarantee you that much. This is sitting on some bullshit. Fuck it. Let's just roll the tape. I'm already sick of this.
But most people have this sense, this deep intuition that people who do wrong things should not get away with them. Okay. And so I agreed with him. I agree that people who do wrong things ought to be punished. So now we've got a piece on the table. He put it there. Because I asked him the question. Second question, have you ever done any wrong things?
Keep in mind, the original question, am I going to go to hell, Greg Kokel, because I don't believe as you do? Now, it's question one, do you believe that people that commit moral crimes should be punished? And two, have you ever done anything wrong? You have a system that states, if I don't believe as you do, I'm going to burn in hell. Isn't that the question, Greg Kokel? Robert, do people who commit bad crimes... And again, I'm not hot to trot, but you guys want to know why does I don't talk to these motherfuckers? I'd much rather hit my dick with a hammer. At least I know that pain is coming. And I have a way to stop it. You know, don't hit my dick with a hammer. Why would I talk to an apologist? Why? They are liars by definition. Case in point, Exhibit A, roll the J.
That's personal, right? What do you think he said? He said, yeah, I guess I have. If he would said he didn't do any bad things, I want to talk to his wife, you know? No, of course not. We all know we've done wrong things. I agreed with him. So have I. And then I said, now we got another piece on the table. And so I said to him, look at where we come just in two questions. We both agree that people who do bad things ought to be punished. And we both agree that we've done those bad things. You know what I call that? I said to him, what? He said, I said, bad news. This is not a good picture for us.
Really?
Now, do I need to tell this man he's a sinner? No. He just told me. Do I need to tell him?
Pause the tape. That right there, that's where the table just got flipped. Now, all of a sudden, this attorney, I promise you, this conversation did not exist. You know what this reminds me of? The Daily Disciple. I got to redo some of his shit, too. I remember the fuck face painted this scenario where apparently he was like at a coffee shop. He and another Christian were reading the Bible. They're wearing I Love Jesus t-shirts. What would Jesus do, baby? And some literally he described this biker like character who comes in, kicks the door down. He just takes a hatchet to like an infant. He takes his dick out and pisses on the barista's face. You know, he drops, you know, like a fucking people's elbow on a person in a wheelchair. And he comes over. Are you a motherfucking Christian? Jesus, I love. Then he just started. He took his pants down, took a shit all on their Bible, and talking about how much he hates Jesus. And then he just, yeah, you know what? Fuck you. I'm gonna walk away because I hate Jesus. And then as he's walking away, the Daily Disciple like, oh, you just can't leave. I need to talk to you about Jesus. At the end of the conversation, the biker turned to Christianity. How much do you guys want to think that did not fucking happen? Christians, you always do. Paul Washer, who's about as exciting as Novocaine. And he told a story of how he was on an airplane and he sat next to an atheist. And the atheist was very aggressive and he hated Christians. He persecuted Christians on the regular. And I apologized for believing in Jesus. And he was very bad. He was very bad. I actually think he just killed a puppy before he got on the plane. And then we got off the plane and I was still praying for the atheist. And he went to the bar and he immediately started doing cocaine and doing black tar heroin while he was getting drunk at the airport bar. And then he approached me and he was very confused on why I didn't get upset. I didn't get upset. And I said, it's because I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And then the very bad man who's a serial rapist and a murderer and believes that nothing created everything and that atheism is a religion. He said, I want to be just like you. Please turn me into a Christian. How much do you guys want to bet that none of these things have never fucking happened? Like fucking never. Roll the tape.
Him that he's under judgment. No, he just told me. Now, he wasn't thinking about that when he walked into the Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, no shit.
But when I asked him a couple of simple questions that brought these moral intuitions, moral common sense, really, to his awareness, he laid them right on the table. Now I've got something to work with. And then I went from there and I explained, it's as if the judge is about to lower the gavel on the two of us in the dock. Yeah, and we both know we're guilty and we both know we deserve what we're going to get. And then the judge pauses and says, by the way, are either of you guys interested in a pardon at this point? Look, when you know you're guilty, you're much more.
Pause the tape. So this is the equivalent of me being pulled over for doing 19 in a 20 mile an hour zone. It's school time. The cops sit there, and while they are running my tags and running my license, seeing if I have any warrants, one of the officers is sitting over here keeping my attention while the other one is sprinkling crack cocaine and child pornography all inside of my car. And then when it's like, hey, you've got child pornography and fucking cocaine in your car, you're all kinds of fucked up. Just so you know, you are looking at minimum 35 fucking years to life. You're all kinds of fucked up. And I did it. Do that. Yeah, you don't seem to understand the assignment there, fuckface. There's cocaine and child pornography. You're going to spend the rest of your natural born days behind bars. I didn't do it. Let me ask you something. Do you want a way out? Do you want a way out? That's the God proposition, right? We're both guilty. We're both standing before the judge. That's no different than the traffic stop where you did not commit a crime. Next thing you know, you're looking at 35 to fucking life. And then the cop sitting there unzipping his pants being like, you want a way out of this? Yep. That's what this is, gang. This is just fucking terrible. Let's wrap this up. Roll the tape.
Open to an offer of forgiveness. And that's exactly where I wanted to bring him. And then I explained in very simple terms about substitutionary atonement, that the judge took off his robe and got in the dock and took the punishment for us so that we could be set free. I didn't use the language of substitution. I just explained it because that's what God has done in Jesus. And that's why Jesus is the only way. He's the only one who solved the problem. Nobody else could do this.
You know what? Pause the tape in the tape. We've all heard this bullshit before. What has he said that isn't... What's new? What's fresh about this conversation? I'll answer that. Not a fucking thing. Not a fucking thing. Again, you have not committed a crime, but next thing you know, you're looking at the electric chair. And now they're telling you, you need to do something that you don't want to do to escape punishment that you don't deserve. But keep in mind, gang, the entirety of this started when Greg Kokel was asked a fucking question. Are you really telling me I'm going to go to hell because I don't believe as you? Next thing you know, you're the one with your back up against the wall. What kind of gangster shit is that? Okay, first and foremost, get this fuckface off my screen. King Uncle Bobby's only giving you one big motherfucking problem. So as a result, I'm probably giving you one big motherfucking solution. Greg Kokel, tactics, Christian apologetics, all of it. Shut the fuck up. That was dishonesty personified. That's what that was. That was sitting on some bullshit. Again, I am an expert level lawn care maintenance worker. Oh yeah, by the way, I'm actually not. I've never turned on a chainsaw. I've never turned on an edger, a leaf blower, a lawnmower. I actually am going to show up all kinds of fucked up and plastered. And then I'm going to try to turn on all the, I'm not licensed. I'm not bonded. I'm not trained. I've got no idea what the fuck it is I'm doing. That's $150 an hour. You want me to start Tuesday? At what point are you going to tell that person, get the fuck off my front porch? That's what it's like talking to an apologist. What's the point? By the way, I'm going to assert your position for you. I'm going to lie. I'm going to distract. You're going to ask me a direct question. You'll never guess what. I'm going to employ tactics to answer it. And by tactics, I'm not going to touch your fucking question 1 ounce. I've got zero desire to be honest with you. You want to know why? I can't get paid otherwise. You want to have a debate, right? Fucking side Tim Brueggenkamp, right? Why would you sign up to have a discussion or debate with that man? No matter what the discussion at this stage, everyone knows what kind of bullshit he's sitting on. Is the church harmful? Let's talk about your epistemology. What makes more sense, secular humanism or theism? Let's talk about your epistemology. They tell you to your face, I am going to treat you like absolute dog shit. But yet people still want to act shocked and surprised. I just belch, hashtag unprofessional. Shocked and surprised that this is where they are. Well, I, for one, am done with it. That's why Jen and Truth on YouTube, it's where Christian apologetics comes to die. You can run, but you can't hide. Biatch. I'm going to find you. We're not going to have a debate. We're not going to have a discussion. You want to know why? You're not capable of it. So I'm just going to run your monkey ass through the fucking ringer on my channel. At least I've got the common courtesy not to waste your time and act like we're going to have a productive back and forth. When someone shows you who they are, fucking believe them. And when someone tells you, I'm going to employ tactics to talk to you, don't act shocked and surprised when they sound like Coco, Comfort, Brugenkate, Durbin, Washer, Vody, all these motherfuckers. Stop acting shocked and surprised when a dishonest person acts dishonest. No, you're not coming on my channel. And I'm not coming on yours. Because I can already tell you, you are sitting on some bullshit. So I'm just going to find your videos and fucking dissect them. All right, gang. The big guy tells you long enough? He's signing the fuck off. Gin and Truth, let's go. Never trust a man that tells you he's going to employ tactics when he talks to you.